When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and crossed the lake to Capernaum to go in search of Jesus. They found him on the other side, and they asked him, "Rabbi, when you arrived here," Jesus answered them, "I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I gave you to eat, not because you have understood the miraculous signs. Do not worry so much about the things that are spoiled, such as food, but your energy to seek the eternal life that the Son of Man can give them." For that moment, many of his disciples turned away from him and abandoned him. So Jesus, looking at the 12 of them, and asked, "Are you also going to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, who would we go to? You have the words that give eternal life. Today I woke up a little thoughtful and with some pain in my heart. I begin to think about the times when people have approached in order, not a friendship, but to really know God because they need him, or for something they need to cover. I don't know if it has ever happened to you. It's like when you have money and people come up to you and want to be your friend, but simply because you can give them something. But what happens when there is nothing? What happens when the only thing you have to offer is you? When there is nothing economically involved, we have been taught to be so interested. And you know what causes that most pain? That many have misrepresented the gospel message. And they have taught people to approach God after a need. To approach God for what he can give them. We no longer show that to people. To approach God is more than a physical need. That getting closer to God should be man's need. To allow him to govern your life, and not for what you can give and what you hope to receive. So many questions come out like, "You have debts, come closer to God. You are sick, come closer to God. You have a need, come closer to God." That is the gospel that we have sold. Another part has been commercialized faith. And in many places, it is preached to people. You need a miracle? Covenant for that miracle. And we show God as that person who is waiting to make business with men. And that more money you give, the more blessed you will be. And you know what this bothers Jesus? We have defined money so much. We have lowered ourselves to the point of thinking that God, prosperity consists only of money. Did you know that God has no money? He is the owner of the heaven and of earth. He is the owner of all the resources there are. But he has no money. He is the owner of everything. He is the owner of wisdom. When God approached Solomon and said to him, "Ask me for one thing. What do you want?" You know what Solomon asked for? Wisdom. The way of knowing how to apply knowledge to daily life. This brought wealth. Of course, yes. It brought other things, of course. But his focus was not on being rich. We have materialized so much. And the message today is not to bring people into confrontations because they have sinned and really need the love of God. But as a phrase out there says, interest how much you are worth today. I want to remove a small mask, and through this word, I will reach you. And I hope that this word will reach many people. I know there are many who are going to be angry with me, but I want to tell you the reality of the gospel. The gospel is life. The gospel is not money. Jesus said to the disciples, you because you always worry about what you are going to eat or what you are going to wear. The gospel is more than that. Life is more than food and drinks. Life eternal. There is something eternal, and you worry about the falsity of this world. You worry about what you are going to eat and you are going to wear. Yes, money comes and goes, but eternal life is what is important. When we change the message of salvation for a message of lies, humanistic and perverse, to go after riches, Jesus himself once clarified it and said, if God is God, go after him. And he said, no one can serve two masters. You serve God or wealth. And what sadness to see ministers preaching the word with a purpose to make a line for those who have 100, make another row for those who have 50. And you know what's the worst? Everything. That there are generations and people who do it, and they are happy doing it because they like to be told that God is going to prosper them. They like to be told that God is going to pay their debt and that they are going to get into debt again. They like to listen. The Bible says, in the last days, people will come who will like to tell people what people want to hear. They will be simple motivators. People who feed the human and not really the spirit. So we see places where you have to give your car, or you have to give your house, or you have to. If you don't want God to heal you, you have to give this. If you want God to answer, then you have to pawn something. Come on and call soon and agree. Then you call asking for a prayer. And the first thing that they ask for is, where do you pay your credit card? Or how much will you offer? Or how much will you give so that we can pray for you? Merchants of the gospel. What pain is in the heart of the Father when Jesus approached the temple and he saw these merchants? What did he do? Did you remember? What do we do? We just keep quiet and let ourselves be guided. And we continue for the same reason where the word teaches that men has to make a pact with the Lord to teach something. A covenant always does, from a major to a minor. When the Bible talks about a covenant, it talks about the covenant of God with his people and then with Christ. The word says the only covenant that is in force is the new covenant made by Christ's sacrifice on the cross. So if someone is in need, if someone is sick, you have to run to Christ. You have to run to the cross. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. You don't have to give any money for that. Simply, he did it on the cross. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God, to show us what he has already been given to us in Jesus Christ. Everything has been given to us, but we love the addition. Suddenly, this is not the word you expected to hear today. A word of encouragement. I think it's time of exhortation, a time for us to wake up, which is what you are looking for. So be careful with those who tell you, pack for your salvation, pack for your health, pack. They are simple wolves disguised as sheep who are trying to rob you, who are trying to take your money. And with their sensualities and flattering words, they're trying to manipulate you. Now, well, the fact that this happened doesn't mean, and I want to make it clear, that giving is not a beginning. Jesus taught it. It's better to give than to receive. But when we give to honor God. We give because we are grateful. for God, and we don't look for something in return. That's the true meaning of giving. We do not give hoping to receive something in return. We give because we want to honor God, because He has already blessed us with His Son. We are already blessed by the Lord, and what we give is simply to honor Him. And that's why we give with a generous heart, so the gospel continues to spread, to be able to reach many more people, so that the word continues to expand. I have people who offer to this ministry, and with that, they offer so we can invest in communication mechanisms, so that this word reaches those who are in prison, those who are sick, those who are very far, and a natural person cannot go to preach to them. But through this audio, they can be reached. And I thank you for being part of sending those donations. But don't expect that through those donations, God will make you a miracle, because God does not make swaps with us. We learn to give out of generosity and not expecting something in return. For that reason, the pre-question today, what are you looking for? I put it in this way. Imagine that your children always call you or come to you because they have a need. I believe the most tremendous pain of a father is when he always wants to be with his children and his children never want to be with him. But when there is a need, they come close. How would you feel if that happens? How do you think the father feels? That's why Jesus, when they were lost in the crowd and they found him, they told him, at what moment did you get to this point, to this place? You crossed the lake. You had not told us. And Jesus told them, it said you looked for me because I give you bread and I feed you physically. You look for me for miracles, and you don't really look for me because I am the bread of eternal life. Jesus spoke loudly to them, and they said, what a difficult word this is. We better go. And they started to leave, because it was the truth. It was a reality. They were looking for Jesus with the intentions of feeding them. We are not going to work. Let's go after Jesus. When we have hunger, He multiplies the loaves and the fish. And if we get sick, He already has the apps. There is Jesus to help us. You have a need. You go to worship. You go to church. Ask the Father that He can heal you. The famous firefighter God. The famous God. Ask me what you want me to do. The famous God pays debts. And forgive my expression, as to say here, He kills snakes. That is not God. I do not know what kind of God. It's the one that you have learned to know. But that's not the Father. I don't know what God has taught you in the place where you go. The prosperity of the Lord is not simply money. Get off that cloud and run for your life. It may be that when your time comes, don't save yourself simply because all the time you were behind money and something economic, and you neglected what was really important, the salvation of your soul. What are you going to do today? What motivates you to follow Christ? Have you asked yourself that today? What are you looking for? Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for what you teach us. I beg you, Lord, that you help us to reflect on this word, and that we can awaken, Lord, that our search really be for the kingdom and its justice. For that reason, may our response today be like that of Simon. Lord, to whom we will go, if only you have the words of eternal life. In you there is life, Lord. Forgive us if we have strayed. And today we return to you, and I ask you to touch each life and each heart through this word, in the name of Jesus. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyes. You can follow him through social networks on Instagram. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. You can watch his teachings on the YouTube channel, the channel of Kaya Church. God continue blessing you. A hug.